Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
This week, we've got a fantastic topic for our heartbeat, and it's all to do with our thinking, our thoughts. And our thoughts affect the way we live our life so much. It affects our behavior. It affects the way we do things, the way we interact with other people. So if we can get hold of our thoughts, then it can help us to live out the life that God wants us to live. It helps us to live as a Christian in the world if we can, as you said later in your heartbeat, take captive of our thoughts and give them to God.
So if our thoughts, and they're not necessarily bad thoughts, but if they're thoughts that really don't line up with the standards of God's kingdom, the Holy Spirit graciously, it's like whispers in your mind, whispers in your heart, don't think like that. That needs to change. Or you just have a sense that that's not the way to live anymore. And it's like you have to take control of your thoughts. Your thought, like I said, not all thoughts are bad, and not all, say, even bad thoughts are sin. It's if you action those bad thoughts, because sometimes the enemy puts the thoughts in your mind, but you have to decide, do I agree with that or do I disagree? And so you can actually, I guess, put change into your life by controlling what you decide to think about or not think about, or what you agree with in the thoughts.
Yeah, because you started out by saying God wants us to think good of ourselves.
Yes.
Because that's also what he thinks of us.
Yes.
But it's not just positivity for being positive. It's when I listen to your heartbeat, it's really about trusting in God. Like that to me was a real underlying factor of also getting control of our thoughts is, you know, we may have a thought of ourselves that we're not very, you know, proud of something in us, but it's taking a hold of that and going, no, I'm trusting in God that
he's in charge.
Yeah, that's right. That he, knowing that he has the victory, that he overcame death, that he loves us so much that he sent his son to die for us. And he overcame death so that we can spend eternal life with him. Because we know he's an overcomer, we can take all those thoughts in our lives where all these situations, oh, woe is me, this isn't going to go well. We may think negatively about things. We can go, no, I have a God who overcomes. I give that thought to him. And God, I just pray in this situation that you would bring good out of it. So it's a training of yourself, though, I think, too, to learn that trust.
Yeah.
Change your thoughts.
Yeah. Another thing is too, though, say if you're reading scripture, and there's many examples of this where Jesus shares with the crowd, and in the crowd is the Pharisees, the scribes, disciples, people just listening in because they haven't fully decided, am I following Christ or not?
Yeah.
Do I believe he's the Son of God or not? But the Pharisees in reply are so proud or up themselves or they don't question that they're ever wrong. Whereas in reading some scripture, you might then go, oh, hang on a minute, I'm thinking a bit like this Pharisee.
Mm.
Is that the right way of thinking? Am I getting too proud of myself?
Mm-hmm.
Am I not even, am I not even working through or cleaning up myself? You know, it's like, you've got a house. We're a house and we want to be the house where the Spirit dwells. Well, in a house, there's always the rooms where they're a bit dirty, the cobwebs are there.
Bit of clutter here
clean,
and there.
Yeah, yeah, you've got to clean it out and you decide, okay, I'm having a spring clean. That same sort of thing. Sometimes the Holy Spirit comes along and goes, that's not very good. Mm. You know, don't think like that. Mm. That's not – and what I'm saying is we need to be able to – it's like go through our thoughts, go through our beliefs, because sometimes the thoughts, when there's long been there long enough, become beliefs.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We believe in these things, to just really shuffle through them and go, are they what God wants me to be like? Or is it, I mean, bad habits, bad attitude, addictions even, and it's not the way to live. So it's like I weed out the thoughts that I really truly should live by and have.
Yeah, and I think one thing that you did say, or you said many things in the heartbeat, and you said earlier in this podcast, was choosing to accept or reject what others say about us,
yeah,
because that informs our thoughts.
Yes.
And if we get to know what God thinks of us, how amazing he thinks that we are, how much he loves us, how we are daughters of a king, that when we know that God thinks that about us, then we can reject things that others say about us that we know that that's not true about me.
No, they're trying to put you down. Mm. You don't have to believe what they're saying. It's, again, your thoughts going into belief.
Mm.
And that's a really danger zone sometimes. You know, so we really have to meditate and ponder on what God shares with us, what the scripture tells us, what truth is. Mm. You know, you always have got to go back to the truth. And God always spoke truth.
Yeah.
So that Jesus spoke truth. He spoke what the Father, you know, Father and I are one. What Jesus says is what the Father says and thinks. So it's like we write a list of things, and it's like we look into scripture and look into the word of God to see, does that really stand up to that?
Mm.
Or is it all lies?
Mm.
Are people telling me because they're trying to make up, as often people do, put you down because they want to make themselves higher or better than you.
Mm. I have a friend who used to talk about having mirror time in the morning, where he would look himself in the mirror and he would say to himself, you are a son of the king.
Yes.
You know, you have an amazing God. And then he'd say, you have the Holy Spirit living in you, which means you are a person of love, joy, peace, patience. And he talked through the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And I think when we can also put those kind of positive habits into our life, then we're informing our thinking with what God wants our thinking to be, so that when we get the other come at us, we can immediately go, no, that's not who I am.
That's
and
right.
And then we can reject
that's
it.
That's not how I should live.
Yeah. Because you shared the scripture. It's in 2 Corinthians 10:5. It says, capture our thoughts and insist it comes to the throne of the Anointed One. And I like that. It's like we need to, in the middle of our thinking, particularly if it's negative thinking,
grab them.
Grab it. Like almost visualize grabbing it. That's kind of
how I do. And putting it at the Lord's feet.
Yeah. And go, no, God, would you overcome this?
Yes.
Yeah. But I do think that takes practice. It takes, first of all, just capturing yourself doing it.
Yeah. Getting yourself into the habit of working through your thoughts. Not just allowing the thoughts just to be there.
Mm. Yeah. You also shared the story of the miracles of the loaves and the fishes, and it kind of gives a perspective of how, like, the disciples, when Jesus says, what do you have? The disciples
straight away, you go, I don't have anything.
I've got nothing, you know, and they just sort of already discount the loaves and fishes. But Jesus goes, no, what do you have? I'm going to take what you have and I'm going to multiply it. And for my own thinking in my own life, how often do I go, oh, nah, I've got nothing that God could use? And they go, no, God can take the little I have and make it abundant.
It's interesting. In the kingdom of God, there is multiplication.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I know God made arithmetic, right, maths, but... His 1 + 1 doesn't equal 2, it often equals 5.
So I got could have had my maths test all correct then.
Yes.
Yeah. We're going you know with God's maths. Yeah. I know what you mean. Yeah. Because God's above and beyond what we could ever imagine.
Yes.
So,
way beyond.
Mm.
And so when, like you said, he takes what you have and multiplies it, uses it for his glory, well, what does he say? The word of God never goes out and comes back void. It only comes back once it's done the work it needs to have been done. And the Lord is excessive, abundant in his giving, in everything, in his sacrifice. Everything that he's ever done is, I guess, excessive, because that's who he is. His love is just abounding, 100% full on, all the time, every moment, focused on us. And so you can expect expectantly, wow, wonder what God's going to do today.
You suggested some different things that we can do to start beginning that process of capturing our thoughts and giving them to God. And the first one was just reading scripture and reading things about what does God think about me and what does he hope for my future. So one of the scriptures you shared was in Jeremiah 29:11, where God wants a hope for our future for us, and we can remember that. It's in 1 Peter, you talked about how we have a royal priesthood, and Ephesians 4 reminds us that we were chosen by God. So just reminding us also how wanted we are, how loved we are.
The scripture of the body of Christ. We're all part of the body, and you could be an arm, a leg, a hand, and all of it is as equal rating, say, as anybody else, and are all necessary for the body to work. It makes you feel they're needed, useful, you know, loved.
We all have our place.
Yeah.
Another great thing to do for some of us would be to go and talk to a professional. For some of us, depending on how much our thinking really affects, well, I mean, our thinking affects all of us, but in a negative way.
Yes.
Seeking out a professional to talk through things.
And to work through old habits, bad habits, that you then change your thinking, because there is ways of changing it if you put different things into your life.
Yeah, so that can be really important. Another thing that you had was you show different things that you have around your home that remind yourself of
a scripture on the wall. Definitely.
That's always awesome. So our weekly challenge that I've got is to just start with maybe just one area of your life where you know that you think negatively every time.
Yeah.
So you just think of one area and then start capturing yourself as you're saying it. So I think rather than just focus on every one of our thoughts, just like, what's one thing that I always, you know, when a situation arises, I always think, oh, I'm never going to be able to do that.
Yeah, like there is one thing that I've heard someone say often. Something happens first thing in the morning and they go, oh, great, now I'm going to have a bad day.
Yes, yeah.
What?
Yep.
Just because there's one thing that goes wrong doesn't mean you're going to have a bad day for the rest of the thing, but that's what you predict, and that's generally what happens. Everything you see is in that bad connotation. Whereas you're like, no, I didn't start out well, but I'm going to finish well because the Lord is with me and he's an overcomer. I'm going to take on that overcoming spirit.
Yep, and that's taking that thought, giving it to the throne of God and saying, no, God, you've got victory over this. I'm not going to let it affect every aspect of my day.
No.
Yeah. So it does take practice. It does take practice. And it's about constantly coming to God.
Yes.
Coming to him being time honest. And time again.
Being honest about yourself, about who you are. Go write down a list of weaknesses and strengths and, or, you know, ask the Holy Spirit to guide you in that as well. And then, with the help of the Holy Spirit, work through them. And like you suggested, sometimes you need help from someone older and wiser, and they help you work through them too.
Now, this is a lifelong thing.
Always.
So we hope that this chat has really blessed you. It's challenged me, so I'm sure it's challenged many of you out there. It
challenges me every day.
And we look forward to chatting with you again next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.